I pushed the terror back as well as I could. My decision was made. It did no good to waste time agonizing over the outcome. I had to think clearly, because Alice and Jasper were waiting for me, and evading them was absolutely essential and absolutely impossible. I was suddenly grateful that Jasper was gone. If he had been here to feel my anguish in the last 5 minutes, how could I have kept them from being suspicious? I choked back the dread, the anxiety, tried to stifle it. I couldn't afford it now. I didn't know when he would return. I concentrated on my escape. I had to hope that my familiarity with the airport would turn the odds in my favor. Somehow I had to keep Alice away. I knew Alice was in the other room waiting for me, curious. But I had to deal with one more thing in private before Jasper was back. I had to accept that I wouldn't see Edward again. Not even one last glimpse of his face to carry with me to the mirror room. It was going to hurt him, and I couldn't say goodbye. I let the waves of torture wash over me, have their way for a time. Then I pushed them back too and went to face Alice. The only expression I could manage was a dull, dead look. I saw her alarm and I didn't wait for her to ask. I had just one script, and I'd never manage improvisation now. My mom was worried. She wanted to come home. But it's okay. I convinced her to stay away. My voice was lifeless. "We'll make sure she's fine, Bella. Don't worry,"